Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, you got satin shoes.
Hey guys, Austin Edges here. Just wanted to check in on that miserable see if he saw that center field laser that I hit today. All right, you see that? You like center field home runs out there? Yeah, shut up, Eric.
Hedges is hitting home runs. Frankie Mejia is, by the metrics, a better receiver and framer than Austin Hedges so far in this very small sample size. It's very 2020 indeed, Ben.
The world is upside down.
The world is upside down.
But everyone's going to lay off Austin Hedges at least for 24 hours.
Oh, no. He just bought himself like 3 weeks of ample playing time with that one homer. He had that sack bunt early in the game.
He was bunting for a base hit.
No, and it wasn't.
It was one of those, and I would do this too if I was a batter. All right, maybe you see the third baseman's deep. Lay down a bunt. Worst case scenario, it's a sack bunt. Guy gets to second. Doesn't go against my batting average. Best case scenario, I lay it right down the line. It's a base hit. It's like a no-lose situation for me.
Except you're bunting in the third inning and, you know, people laugh at you because you're like, well, like, I'm not the world's greatest hitter. And when a guy throws real hard, I'm like, I'm just going to lay one down here. Get the guy over. Your teammates can't be mad at you. You know, if you get the job done, they're going to pat you. Hey, attaboy, yeah, attaboy. It's a great baseball play.
Way to give yourself up to the team.
And you're over there on the bench going, whew. glad I didn't have to look like an a-hole up there swinging at pitches over my head. Whew, yeah, that's me, guys. Selfless. That's what I do. Flip that helmet, you know, throw the gloves in the bat. Yeah, I did it. No big deal. It was great. Paulie, any other voicemails for us?
We did. We had one more here. It's got an interesting little topic for you guys.
What up, boys? I'm just sitting here watching this absolute clown pitch against the Padres right now, and I'm about 3 hours away from turning 30 and realizing that everybody on the Padres right now is younger than me and feeling pretty old. So I was wanting to ask, as me and Pollywoggles here about to be 30 here, what do you guys remember about turning 30, and when did you guys figure out everybody in professional sports is younger than you and you just feel super old? Looking forward to hearing from you guys.
It's a good question. I like that idea on the Friar-Phil Hotline. If you have topics and things that you want us to talk about, I love that idea. Totally original idea for us to have that hotline as well. It is weird when you go to cover a team, right? When we go to spring training, and Ben is 45, I'm 45, and we're sitting in there, and a kid like Fernando Tatis Jr. comes in, and he's what, 6'4", 6'3". He sits down, and you feel, as a 45-year-old man, you feel like a little kid. Manny Machado walked by me one morning early, and I was like, and I got to remember, I'm old enough to be his dad. But I had that feeling like a 10-year-old seeing Manny Machado. And so you've been covering sports a long time. I mean, but you've also been an old guy for a long time. You were old at probably 21.
Yeah, but when I started, I was definitely the youngest guy in the locker room.
Yeah.
Even as a reporter. all the guys were older than me. So I was always kind of in awe, kind of, you know, I don't belong here. This is weird. This is exciting. And so I think part of it is that once you've established that feeling, you kind of never leave.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, guys come in, and I feel more comfortable now than I used to. But I still, when I approach a ball player, it's still...
There's still some wonderment.
There's still that feeling of going up towards someone who's doing something special and great, and, you know, you're kind of, it's cool to be in their presence, as opposed to, there's another, you know, kid who's coming up here, doesn't know anything about anything, and, you know, I'm the wise old reporter.
Yeah, they don't look at it that way.
And I don't think of it like that way. I don't have any advice to give them, nor would I even try, even if I did. So I still have that feeling of being a kind of kid in the candy store as I'm covering these guys.
Me and you both, and definitely though, you know, he asks what we remember about turning 30. I remember nothing. I don't remember my 30th birthday. I remember my 40th. Wife had a great surprise party for me, but I don't really remember my 30th. I don't know what I did.
I went to Vegas. And I was working. I was already working, you know, my insane schedule at the time. So I just had one night to get away. And I remember, I think I stayed at the Wynn. It was pretty brand new at the time because this was about 15 years ago. And had stayed up late, had a few cocktails, and had to work the next day. Flew back, had to go straight to work at Channel 10. I thought... I am going to need something to get through the day.
Oh,
and I, you know me. You know me. I'm not.
He won't even touch Advil.
So this was the day that I had my one and only Red Bull in my life.
I didn't know you've only had one.
One Red Bull. Well, here's why. I got through the 6 o'clock news, and then we had a little break. And back then we had a 9 o'clock cable newscast. And I remember walking down, and I'm standing outside the studio. It's like 9:20.
And you're a little hungover, like a little
hungover,
just exhausted.
A little amped up on Red Bull, and I passed out completely. I fell straight to the ground. The ambulance came, took me to Scripps Hospital.
Wait,
oh yeah,
what?
Yeah, well, I'm out cold. They call the ambulance. Like Ben's having a heart, he's dead, and I was hospitalized the rest of that night. They didn't know what it was. You know, they did a lot of tests on my heart and whatever, and we determined it was probably just a mix of dehydration, Red Bull, you know, just not taking care of yourself after going out for your 30th birthday party. And, that was my 30th birthday.
I wish you guys could see my face.
I've never touched a Red Bull since then.
I'm thinking of Ben as a completely different person now.
Well, here's the other thing that pisses me off. We've been doing this show for 2 years, and it's the first time I've ever heard that story. That is gold. Hey, why don't you drink Red Bull? Oh, because the one time I did, I ended up in the hospital.
It's the only time I've ever been hospitalized.
What?
I don't even know what to say. I'm like, I'm blown away at your purity. I have a friend that never smoked weed. And finally, he smoked weed. one time. He had to go to the hospital for panic attack. Now, I laugh. I'm laughing because he's fine, and I know he's one of my best friends in the world. But he won't even look at it. He won't. If it's in his presence, he flips out. He smoked weed one time, thought he was having a heart attack, and went to the hospital. And I always made fun of him for that. But, wow, Benny, Red Bull knocked you out. Yeah, because, I mean, I gave you extra strength Alka-Seltzer, like the flu one, the really, really good one. And he, remember, Paulie, he was so jacked up on the air. He was like, I feel pretty good right now. I'm like, it's Alka-Seltzer. I can snort this Alka-Seltzer. It's not going to do anything to me.
This like some special street version of Alka-Seltzer. It was in a sealed little package. Looked very reputable.
It was one of my favorite moments on the air.
Nowadays, you can't go to work sick at all.
No.
That'll never happen.
No more snipples, no more nothing.
No, no chance.
Somebody, Keith just tweets in, holy S. That's all he said. This is so good. Benny. It's so good.
That is so good. And then Friar Gal says, you're the second person she's known to OD on Red Bull. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I only need one.
John says, we've never heard this story because, come on, Ben, what other funny stories you got? This is why we do Has Been Ever. Because you'll never, I got to pry this stuff out of him, you guys. Holy cow. I can picture you.
Probably weren't going to come up with Has Been Ever ODs on Red Bull and head to hospital.
Well, and now, like, I mean, there's been many times I've been like, hey, you want some of this Bang or you want one of these Adderalls? And, like, I know that I would kill you. I would fully kill you if you took a half of an Adderall. Oh, you're such a gem. That is such a great story. Holy cow.
By the way, if you missed it earlier, Jeff Passan joined us last hour. Fantastic.
Amazing.
So good that we're going to bring it back in our 8 o'clock hour for everyone who didn't get a chance to listen. One thing he did talk about, though, was the playoff bubble. And he said, like, what happens if there's a St. Louis Cardinals situation? I mean, in the playoffs, and a team all of a sudden, you quarantine for a week. You can't just stop the playoffs. Every other team who advances, you just disqualify them, and the team they're playing automatically advances to the next round. What if it's the World Series? And that's why they're considering that bubble scenario. But he mentioned the Cardinals in particular. I thought this was pretty interesting. I was looking at the current National League standings, wild card standings. And right now, the Padres would be the sixth seed in the National League playoffs at 10-7. The Phillies, who have missed a lot of action, they're 5-6. They would be the 7 seed. Padres have a 2-game edge on them. And the Cardinals at 2-3 right now would be the 8 seed.
It's ridiculous.
How do you determine a playoff race with teams that have played a fraction of the games the other teams have played?
This is going to come – it's going to be like the NCAA tournament, Ben, right, where there's that team that's like, hey, what about us? Like – but at least they all play the same number of games. But somebody's going to get hosed.
I just hope it's not the Padres. I would hate like if the Padres go 32-28,
and the Cardinals
go 20-18.
Right?
And they're like, oh well, that's a better winning percentage. You get to go to the playoffs instead of the Padres.
I will freak out. We will storm that stupid arch.
It would lead to a lot of angry tweets. Some might not even make a ton of sense.
Yeah.
Let's get to it. It's time for the dip-ass tweets.
The Padres lose the game.
Dang it.
And you lose your mind.
F you.
It's time for your dip-shit tweets from last night.
Come on. Do we need to change that? Because they didn't lose.
They didn't lose, but I guess, you know, yeah, I'll change the intro up. I'll come up with a new intro because they didn't lose, but it doesn't mean people still don't lose their minds. Paulie.
Oh, we got a few still. Don't worry.
Number one.
This one, talking about our beloved Fernando Tatis Jr., it says he shouldn't be offered a long-term deal till he proves he can stay healthy during two full seasons, even if this one is included. Let's make sure we won't strike another Will Myers.
If you look at Will Myers and you look at Fernando Tatis Jr. and you make any correlation between the two as the type of player, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, they're completely different ball players altogether. Fernando Tatis Jr., yeah, obviously. You run that risk with any and every single player that you sign long-term. All of them. Mike Trout, Ben. Something freakish could happen to Mike Trout like it did to Mickey Mantle. Steps on a storm drain, career over, right? Constant pain, constantly injured for the rest of his career. You just gave him, what, $400-something million?
All right, that being said, I would not stand in the way of if a deal was there to be had. I would be happy if the Padres did it and signed Fernando Tatis Jr. to the long term.
Red Bulls for everybody.
However, because they're probably going to be patient anyway, yeah, you know, you can look at his health a little bit more over the next couple of years. He had a stress reaction in his back last year.
Yep.
That's not an unconcerning injury.
He's also 21.
That's a wear and tear injury, though, at a young stage in his career. I think he's going to be absolutely fine. The guy moves as fluidly as anyone I've ever seen. I mean, he and Machado are the two.
They're like syrup. It's like watching syrup.
Yeah,
they're just
but quickly.
Just,
they can
they're like
quickly.
Fast syrup. Does that make
motor oil?
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, just slick. Everything they do is just slick. Slick,
but
you pay that man. Yeah, you pay him. You pay him. You don't worry about that. You can't live that way. And I don't like the comparison to Will Myers. So,
but
yeah.
I am going to keep an eye on Tatis.
We all are. Every time he does anything, I hold my breath.
Yeah.
So,
number two.
Talked about this earlier. Max Muncy over at first base. This guy says, it was nothing. The bag is inside the baseline. The runner is just as entitled to the bag as the fielder for those last few strides.
Okay, so why do you put your hand on his back and give him a push? Just run through the bag. Right? I mean, you put your hand on his back.
Yeah, I mean, if there's some incidental contact.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Guys are going, I fully expect that, but you can't give a hand shove push.
No.
As you're going by. Plus, if you're the base runner, you can still run on the outside and hit the outside edge. The idea of the base is that the runner can hit the right edge of it and the fielder can hit the left edge of it, and the two never really have to meet. Then they bounce off in opposite directions. It's kind of designed that way, you know, for safety.
Look, is it the most blatant thing that you've ever seen? No, it's not. But that's the thing with Max Muncy. It's always just these little things, and these little things add up. And he deserves that reputation of being kind of a turd.
And finally,
number three.
Manny Machado jogging to first on a double play is why he's not a $300 million Dodger.
Oh, my God. we're still doing this. This is like when my wife brings up something I did like 4 years ago.
You made a good point. You made a couple of good points. One, it's always Manny Machado that they bring up and never the other players.
Right.
But the fact that Manny hits the ball so hard, you know, when you hit a rocket and when you're two steps out of the box, they've already tossed
it to
second.
They flipped it to second,
and
you're good.
And they're turning it to first. Yeah, I mean, you know, what's the point of sprinting when you're only going to make it halfway before you're already out?
I've seen Hosmer do that. I've seen Will Myers do that. I've seen Greg Garcia do that. I've seen all those guys do it because they all do it.
Yeah, and then maybe one out of every 3,000 plays, if Manny had gone a little faster out of the box because the first baseman unexpectedly
bobbles it or
juggles it a couple of times at first and he's bouncing it off his knee and he might have been safe. Is that one time that Manny would have been safe worth the risk of the other 2,999 times of pulling a hammy or doing something where he was exerting himself unnecessarily on what was going to be an obvious easy out?
If you have a goatee and you wear Oakley blades, then the answer, Ben, is yes.
No.
That's the answer.
I mean, you know, I understand hustling is a good thing.
Manny hustles. Manny hustled that double last night.
He did.
What he does.
When he hit the double, I was wondering, all right.
I thought the same. I thought the same thing.
And, you know, I'm waiting for the TV camera. I said, is he going to be standing on first because he wasn't going hard? No, he was easily at second.
Cruised in the second.
Out of the box.
That's exactly right.
Good
so,
point.
Suck it.
So you spared the Padres fans from the dip-s tweet ire of anything that was sent back in the first inning.
Yes.
When you were complaining about bullpen day and Perdomo and how this game was going to be a disaster.
I wasn't complaining.
No, just you out there.
Yeah, you guys.
Those tweets did exist, but because they won, Paul was nice.
I'm surprised our boss, Adam, doesn't make it more into the dip-s tweets of the night for his work on our 97.3 The Fan Twitter page. He's driving me crazy. I don't know what to do. Paul, what do? Nothing. I just wear it, right? Just wear it.
Hey, he set up the Jeff Passan interview today.
He helped.
He's the champion of the day. Good job. Don't Do This is coming up next, Woods.
Oh, yeah. Mike Clevenger.
That's all you need to say.
That's it.
Mike Clevenger. Don't Do This. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.